Introducing your daily financial services roundup with me, Paige Estritori, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online. This Sunday, the 6th of April, 2025, let's guide you through major developments in Australia's business spectrum. We begin with news buzzing in the asset management scene. Industry titans AAMP have strategically expanded their North platform, partnering with Innova Asset Management, AZ Sestante, and Watershed Funds Management, achieving over 150 managed and nearly 400 build portfolios. What's driving this expansion? Rising demand from advisors looking for innovative investment choices. And here's the cherry atop this partnership cake. AAMP has also forged a stronger alliance with BetaShares, unveiling Australia's first ever geared retirement suite, the BetaShares Moderately Geared Managed Account Portfolios. Crafted to increase asset and income exposure, this suite offers budget-friendly access to the equity market using internally geared ETFs. This collaboration, put succinctly by AAMP's Edwina Maloney and David Hutchison, is a clear signal of AAMP's ambition to enhance advisor services and secure a dominating position in the market. Switching gears to the financial services industry, where Fortitude Investment Partners recently secured a majority stake in ASF Audits, Australia's largest independent SMSF audit firm. This substantial investment of roughly $31.2 million signifies Fortitude's foray into the tech-enabled industry sector. The move stands to enhance ASF's capabilities, diversify its services, and boost growth through tactical acquisitions. Fortitude, with a glowing annual return rate of 23% and management of over $350 million in investments, predicts the partnership will enrich customer experiences and solidify ASF's industry footprint. From corporate movements to the riveting world of currency, the Australian dollar has had a roller coaster ride following the universal 10% baseline tariff announcements. The UD has shown considerable volatility, with initial gains being replaced quickly due to global market turmoil. With fluctuating gold and oil prices and falling yields, the financial landscape in Australia is layered with ambiguity. In this backdrop of uncertainty, however, Australia seems to have dodged harsh impacts, specifically in agriculture, due to non-tariff barriers. Yet, the sudden tariff impositions could cause ripples in global and U.S. investments, bringing the stability of the AUD into question despite prevailing market optimism. Lastly, we take you to storm-struck Casterton, where the Insurance Council of Australia is stepping forward to assist beleaguered residents. This Wednesday, ICA, in partnership with various insurance companies, will host a community consultation and information session. The aim is simple: direct interaction between insurers and residents impacted by the recent severe storms. One-on-one discussions, a town hall meeting, and guidance on claim processes are on the agenda, providing residents much-needed assistance on the path to recovery. We stand by Casterton in this testing time. This has been the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, sharing insights that matter. Don't forget to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Until next time, Australia.